that's about it. Gee, I can't tell you how excited I am about going to this beauty convention. Now, look, while I'm gone, if you have any problems or you have any questions, I want you to go to Frank, okay? He's in charge.
You've got to be kidding.
Oh, look, he's your stepfather, and I expect you to obey him the same way you would obey me. Maybe even better. I mean, you could actually do what he says.
Mom, as you know, I'm usually very cooperative, but if Frank asked me to engage in any roughhousing or horseplay, I may need to contact my attorney.
Mother, seriously, leaving Frank in charge of this house is like leaving a chimpanzee in charge of the zoo.
Well, Dana, I hope when you ask this chimp for money and get peanuts that you'll understand.
Smells yummy. Look, I'd like to apologize for that little chimpanzee crack I made this morning.
Hey, forget it. So busy eating bananas and swinging from that tire in the yard, I forgot all about it.
You're so witty. I mean, between that and your charm, really, I'm so blessed to have you as a stepfather.
Yes, you are. Now, what do you want?
Okay, I was studying at the Langley College Library today, and I met this terrific guy, and he asked me out. Can I go?
Well, I don't know, Dana. I'd like to know a little more about him.
Okay, he's a little older.
A little older than you or a little older than me?
Older than you? That's sick. He's 19.
19? It's not too bad. As long as you're home by your usual midnight curfew, you can go.
Really? I can go?
Oh, yeah. You're pretty level-headed. I think I can trust you.
Thanks, Frank. I mean, this guy is really great. You might even know him. He does construction work part-time to pay for college. His name is Mike Walters.
Mike Walters?
Yeah.
Listen, Dana, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but Mike's nickname is Mike the Mover, and they don't call him that because he used to work for Beacons. I don't want you to go out with him.
But you just said that I could. It was an official yes.
Well, yeah, but that was before I knew you had a date with a guy who's got more bedtime stories than Dr. Seuss.
This is totally unfair. You just said that you trusted me, but obviously you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Because if you did trust me, you'd let me go. But the fact that you won't let me go means that you really don't trust me. Ergo, when you said you trusted me, you were lying. Is that the kind of stepfather you want to be, Frank? A liar?
No. I said I trusted you, and I meant it. You can go.
Thank you. No further questions.
Boy, she's good.
Dad, can I borrow your truck tonight? Me and the guys want to go bowling. It's ladies' night.
Sure, as long as you wash and wax it for me tomorrow.
Oh, man, waxing that thing will take all day.
Okay, walk to the bowling alley, see what I care.
Oh, I get it. Carol's out of town for the night, so you're a little cranky. Okay, I'll wax your truck.
There's keys. Now, tomorrow you go to Auto World, take this $15, and buy a can of Royal Carnauba wax. It's the only thing I ever use on my truck.
$15 for a stupid can of wax?
Money is no object when it comes to taking care of something I love.
Well, in that case, can I have $200 for a leather jacket?
When you become as reliable as my truck, we'll talk.
Dude!
Hey, Uncle Frank, have you seen Dana? You know, I want to take her out for some ice cream tonight, or maybe go digging for night crawlers.
Dad, digging for night crawlers.
Yeah, that'd be my first choice, too. But you know women. Anyway, have you seen her?
Listen, Cody, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but Dana is out on a date.
Wow. Major bummer. You know, Uncle Frank, after a year and a half of total rejection, I'm beginning to think Dana isn't just playing hard to get. So who's the lucky guy? Who gets to go out with Dana tonight?
Mike Walters.
No way! Sure. Mike the mover? Color me disenchanted.
Tell me about it. Listen, Carol's gone for one whole day, and I let her daughter go out with a guy who's got his own parking place at Makeout Point.
Makeout Point? Is that place overlooking the lake?
Yeah.
They don't call that Makeout Point anymore.
They don't? What a relief.
Yeah, now they call it Suckface Hill.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. What a night. Two boys actually fought over me at the movies. This is the most exciting thing that has happened around here in weeks. Except for Dana going to Suckface Hill with that stud muffin. Good night.
We gotta get up there!
No problem, Uncle Frank. We can be there in 10 minutes if we stay off the main roads and cut through Garvey's poultry farm.
Okay, fine.
Five if we don't get any chicken sucked into the radiator.
Sure is. This is what I call a perfect night. Just you and me, all alone. Except some moonlight and the rustling of the trees.
Whoa! There they are.
You know, I can't see a thing with all these branches on the windshield.
Oh, I can tell you what's happening. They're sucking face. Hence the name, Suckface Hill. Imagine my heartbreak.
Listen, Cody, I want to know what else is going on in there.
Okay. Well, you can climb that tree over there. You can see really good from that limb.
Oh, man, that's crazy. There's got to be another way.
Okay. Plan B.
You can dress up in a beaver suit. And you can haul over a bunch of branches and twigs and leaves and stuff and pretend to be building a dam over by Mike's car.
I think I'll go with plan A.
Are you cold?
A little. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know something? You are a nice guy.
Oh, hey, look, all those Mike the Mover stories are bull. I mean, you know how construction guys are. They talk. I guess I could have set them straight, but I figured let the guys believe what they want.
So none of it's true?
No. Well, except the one about me and Madonna. But I'm sure you've seen the video. You know what? You're a great kisser.
Thanks. So are you. Frank!
Mike! I'm really glad I ran into you. You available to do a little drywalling tomorrow? Oh, yeah, Carol. Everything here is going just great.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You die now.
Look, Carol, I think Dana wants to talk to me, so I gotta go. Bye-bye.
dare you embarrass me like that?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been up there spying, but Dana, I was worried about you.
You said you trusted me.
Well, yes, but when your mother comes home and asks what went on this weekend, I didn't want to have to tell her, whoa, nothing much. Al lost a game, Brendan lost a tooth, Dana became a woman.
Frank, we were just kissing. It wasn't going to go any further than that.
Well, how can you be so sure? Now, Dana, guys like Mike are only interested in one thing.
Mike is a decent guy. He's just misunderstood.
And you bought that? Oh, jeez. Did he also tell you, I only have a week to live?
Look, this conversation is over. From now on, do me a favor and stay out of my life.
I should have gone with the beaver suit.
Mark, you are such a dink. If you want to catch the ball, you gotta stop flinching.
Hey, I flinch. It's hereditary. I come from a long line of flinchers.
Hey, guys, playing another fun game of hit Mark in the head with the ball?
JT, I don't appreciate your condescending tone. And if the yard wasn't spinning, I'd do something about it.
I'm sorry, little man. It's just that I'm feeling even smarter than usual. Dad gave me $15 to buy some bogus car wax. I found this stuff for 89 cents, which leaves me with a $14 profit.
Wait a minute, let me see that. Zap wax. Makes your car sparkle in only 30 minutes.
Hey, JT, if you give me 50 cents, I'll help you.
I'll do better than that. I'll give you $1, and you could do the whole thing yourself.
$1? I'm rich!
This is perfect. I'm making money for doing absolutely nothing. Is this a great country or what? Oh!
Oh, man, the Milwaukee Mauler is awesome.
Just can't believe Dana was in that guy's car.
All right, Coat Man, let's talk about it.
When I saw Dana in Mike's car, with her arms around him, her lips pressed firmly against his, it was just another sign that our relationship is in deep trouble.
Code Man, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I'm going to break this to you gently. You and Dana have no relationship. She doesn't like you. She'll never like you. Never, ever. She'd rather play ping pong with one of her eyeballs than go out with you.
So, dude, what are you saying?
I'm saying, let her go. It's time to move on.
Whoa. Watershed moment.
Code Man, there's a world of babes out there, and you don't even know what you're missing.
Really think so?
Absolutely.
You may be right, cuz. Maybe it is time I checked out the old babe buffet. Not the buffet with old babes. I'm not going to Miami or anything.
I'm done washing Daddy's shirt, JT. Can I have my dollar?
Sure, but first I want to see what kind of job you did.
Well, in that case, just give me 79 cents.
Why? Is there something wrong?
Tell you what. Keep the money. Bye.
Whoa. Don't be shy, cuz. You should be proud of your work.
I don't think so.
Now we know why they call it zap wax. Looks like it got zapped by a bolt of lightning.
Brendan, what did you do?
It's not my fault. It's that stupid wax you bought.
Yeah, but if you saw it was ruining the paint, why didn't you stop?
I don't know. I kept thinking it might get better.
Man, you are really stupid.
Maybe, but I'm only 17.
that's your excuse.
Hey, where is everybody? You guys back here?
All right. I want to know exactly what happened here.
Okay, I bought cheap wax and paid Brennan a buck to do the job. I'm sorry, Dad.
You're sorry. You just think you're sorry. Wait till you have to cough up 500 bucks to repaint my truck.
500 bucks? How am I going to come up with 500 bucks?
Does the word organ donor mean anything to you?
Dad, isn't that two words?
I'll give you two words. Get in the truck!
Isn't that three words?
Hi.
Hi. I just thought I'd stop by and see how you were doing after last night.
Oh, I'm fine. Come on in.
Are you sure? I mean, Frank's not going to spring out of a chandelier, is he?
No, he and my other step idiots aren't here. Can I get you anything to drink? Iced tea, soda? Mineral water, root beer.
No, I'm not thirsty.
Neither am I. My boy, this sure is a lot nicer without my stepfather falling into the back seat.
Well, you know what would make this even better? If we went up to your room.
We don't have to do that. I mean, we're doing fine right here.
Yeah, well, what if we want to do more than just kiss?
Like what?
Like what we were going to do last night if Frank hadn't dropped in.
All I was planning on was just kissing.
Well, maybe you need to change your plans.
Cut it out.
Come on, what's the problem?
I don't want to go upstairs, okay?
Oh, I understand. You're a little nervous. But, don't worry. I'm a very nice guy.
I said cut it out.
Come on, you know you want to.
I think you better leave.
Why?
Because I don't like what's happening here.
Oh, come on, Dana. Knock off the little girl act.
You want to see a big girl? How's this? Get out. Now.
You're serious?
Yeah, real serious. Get out of my house.
Well, this is the last time I'll date a high school girl.
Just get out.
Is there a problem here?
Not anymore.
Are you okay?
Fine. It's just that Mike turned out to be exactly the kind of guy you said he was. A jerk. It was only after one thing. So, throw him out.
I see.
Go ahead, Frank, say it.
Say what?
I told you so.
Oh, well, yeah, I was right about Mike. More importantly, Dana, you were right about you.
What do you mean?
Dana, when kids are little, you can protect them 24 hours a day. When they get to be your age, you have to let them go. All you can do is pray that they have the common sense and the maturity to deal with whatever is out there. Now, yesterday, you told me that I could trust you, that you could take care of yourself. And today you did. I'm real proud of you.
Thanks, Frank.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just fine. It was no big deal.